Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
Let's connect again. The Anna and Raven Show.
Let's connect again. When you're making your New Year's resolutions, commit to reaching out to somebody you haven't talked to in a long time, physically picking up a phone and talking to them. And that's exactly what these guys did. Katie?
Hello.
Webby, otherwise known as Andrew?
That's me.
And Nick?
That is me.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. We appreciate it. Katie reached out to us, and she said that you hadn't talked in a long time. You were friends years ago, and now you reconnected again. Katie, tell me the backstory about this.
Okay, so we all did college radio together in the early 2000s. And, you know, even after we all graduated, we did all stay connected for a while. I don't remember how we all lost touch. I think it was one of those things where it just, like, life kind of...
You get busy.
More than getting busy, that was around the time that both my mom and my dad died. And if you ever want to go through a depressive spiral, back-to-back parent deaths and being left an orphan, that's the kind of thing that really sinks you down deep.
Yeah, gosh, Webby, time out. So you all kind of went your own ways. Webby went through a very difficult time, and now here we are 10 years later, and what happens?
So around the time that you guys actually started advertising that whole, like, let's connect again, like, mm-hmm. this is when I lost touch with both of them. I was like... You know, it has been a while since I've talked to either of them. Nick was actually the easier one to find. He and I had been friends on social media, and so I was like, you know what? Let me see if he's still there.
And what was like that first call?
I'm going to change the story a little bit. So actually, I was inbound from me. I actually reached out to Kat in this case. Cold. Mm. I sent her a message and basically, you know, just saying, hey, you know, it's been a while since we talked. Want to reconnect?
It's funny when you reconnect with old friends. Like, for me, there was no awkwardness whatsoever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you pick up the phone and then you're just talking and it's all those stories where you're finishing each other's sentences. So now you find Webby, who's living underground after.
I wasn't entirely underground.
Right.
Nick had stayed in touch with me periodically, and to his credit, he would email me sometimes being like, hey, it's been a while since we talked. How are you holding up? And there were times where I didn't have the energy to email because of everything.
It was persistence out of a point of care. And then we started basically doing, you know, video calls over, in this case, Skype, and then even just doing regular phone calls. And we've kept that up now and having that relationship as things have moved along for both of us.
How does it feel now that you've reconnected? Were you excited to hear from each other?
Yeah, it's great to, you know, get back in touch with these guys. So I actually am getting through some very messy stuff myself and finally settling into single motherhood. And it's great to be able to reconnect with friends who I had some of the best laughs with back in college.
Nobody knows you like your old friends, like the ones that, you know, you ran around and you made mistakes with and you were messy with. And I have to tell you, Nick, you sound like the fact checker here, but, you know, your persistence is inspiring me to call one of my friends that I haven't called in a long time, too. It's because it was always the wrong time with me. It's all we can do some days to just get through our own lives. I think everybody knows what that feels like.
I really do kind of consider myself a convener. I always believe I'm the one who loves to organize people. When I reconnected with Andrew back a few years ago, that's a lift of energy in and of itself. Right. And then when I reconnected with Kat recently, that too was another burst of energy. It does something in this case when you have that long period of layoff in this case, but then you can just seamlessly reconnect with one another and pick up from where you left off, which is, I think, that shows the strength of these relationships in this case. And that's what I really value.
Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time to talk to us today. We really appreciate it. I'm so glad you guys reconnected again. And as radio dorks ourselves, it's nice that, you know, you came back in touch and it's what brought you together in the first place.
The band's back together.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Get that podcast going. You know you talked about it.
Yeah, get it going.